And joining me this morning in the studio are Nikki and Vicky. How are you ladies today?
Good morning, Skevo.
Morning, Skevo. How's it going?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Yes, it is very impressive place, and one of the things I seem to like about it is the fact that it is a very welcoming, very peaceful place to study.
Yeah, it is. It's a safe and it's a comfy learning environment, away from any distractions, you know, of everyday life. A lot of our students say that they like to come and study at the Hub because, you know, they have to worry about putting out the rubbish and looking after the kids and everything like that. You know, they can come in, they can focus on their study, and there's nobody or nothing around to distract them.
Sure, no, that's a good point, and that's what you need, because there's. With study, you know, it's particularly when you're studying for exams or that sort of thing, you can't afford to be distracted. So the peaceful, the less surroundings, I suppose, the better for people to study.
Yeah, for sure. And because, you know, 2021's a brand new year, you know. Last year was pretty crappy for everybody.
Yes.
And this year, you know, we're finding that a lot more people want to start studying and continue their study after a disruptive year last year. So
yes.
This year is it's the best time to come and start to study or pick up where you left off last year and know that you're going to be able to achieve something, hopefully without COVID disrupting it again, yeah.
And now is the time to start because the universities have gone back, so it's a time that you'd really want to encourage people to come in and find out about the place and know what you've got to offer.
Yeah, we know that there are a lot of people on the West Coast who are studying. We would just like to reach more of them and encourage them to come in and utilise this amazing space. It's a Commonwealth-funded project for 4 years, and it is a fantastic space to study in with all of the support and help that you can get, both from a UTAS rep on site. We've got a student services coordinator who is there, you know, to provide moral support or academic support. We can offer study advice, and we've got all of the tools there for people who are ready to, you know, continue on their education journey.
Yeah, no, that's great. What sort of courses are you offering at the moment?
Well, there's a lot of courses available around, especially the federal government is really encouraging people to explore everything from certificate to diploma, graduate diploma, as well as at the standard bachelor, master's courses. So we've got students studying a variety of things, and we try not to pigeonhole and say we only offer this or that. We want to support everybody that's studying in a post-secondary capacity. So even if you're thinking about studying, you've got a passion for something, give us a call. Let's have a talk about what that might look like and what your educational pathway might be.
Now, there's one new course that's starting off that you're encouraging people to think about doing. It's about sales and marketing. Tell us about that. Sales and marketing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've got a one-dayer offered by Switch Tasmania, and UTAS is partnering with them. It's basically a 101 of online sales and marketing. So we encourage people who've got side hustles out there to come along. It's just 2 hours of training, Wednesday the 24th of Feb from 6 to 8 p.m. in Queenstown, and Thursday the 25th of Feb from 10 to 12 in Zeehan. And people can come along and learn about how they can reach their target markets through using social media platforms, how to create organic audience for their products. So if you've got a side hustle going on, whether that might be selling, you know, vintage clothing, making soap, anything really, this is free training that Switch is offering. And we're really excited to partner with them. So please call the Study Hub. That's 6451-2807. And we'll be happy to chat with you more about that and get you enrolled for the course.
Excellent. That sounds really good, because in terms of getting a job at the moment, something like that is so crucial to get some education on that in order to make it easier for people to get jobs out there in retail and so on.
Exactly, yeah. The other thing with that is that we offer a wide range of other short courses, units of competency that are accredited. So, for example, chainsaw or first aid, forklift. There's there is such a variety of short training that we offer that is all aimed at addressing the regional needs, so what people actually need in our community across all of our towns, and also being able to make sure that they have currency in something. So, you know, for example, you might have 20 years experience in chainsaw, but if you don't hold a chainsaw ticket and you're working for an organisation, if something happens, it's not good, you know, but you need to be able to prove these days with a piece of paper that you actually are competent. So we offer a range of different things. And if we don't offer it, or if it's not advertised, people just need to ring us up and say, hey, are you running a first aid course in the near future? Or are you running a forklift course? And we will put it together and we will organise for it to be run so that people can join in on the course and get current in it.
Of the courses that you're running and then you run regularly, what do you find are the ones that are most popular? What are the ones that people tend to lean towards?
A chainsaw is really popular. Snake handling, funnily enough. And,
you need it at the moment with all these snake sightings going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've trained about 50 people in snake handling over the last year. So we actually have around 50 people who are accredited snake handlers on the West Coast. And we're finding that people are getting some jobs out of the training that we're offering. So snake handling is really a big one. First aid, forklift, chainsaw, working at heights, confined spaces, whatever the public asks for, basically, is what we offer. We've just recently ran a barista training, two-hour barista training, which was excellent, and we had approximately 20 people doing that. That was a free course that we actually approached the Hospitality Association and they sent somebody up to do it. So throughout the year, we're trying to organise a variety of paid courses, courses where you have to pay, and freebies, so that we can get people joining in from the different, from the different towns.
All right. So is there a Facebook page or a website that people can go to access all the information on your courses, et cetera?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the best thing to do would be call us, probably. Our number is 03-6451-2807. We also have a website, which is studyhubwestcoast.com.au. And I guess really that most people would actually call us. We do a lot of Facebook and Instagram advertising as well. And our Facebook page, obviously, same, Study Hub West Coast, and same for Instagram. So we have a constant feed of information going through on what's available. We advertise and promote the different universities and the graduate certificates and things that are happening, particularly UTAS, who is our main partner in this. And so we constantly update that feed so that people are aware and we can send out relevant information.
Sure. Yeah, well, there you go. It is the right time of year to start thinking about getting back or into some study, being February. So, we encourage you certainly to look up all the information that you can on the West Coast Study Hub. It's based in Zeehan, and Licky and Vicky are very much looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us in the studio today, and we'll catch up in a couple of weeks with some more info as well.
Our pleasure. Thank you for having us, and welcome to the West Coast, huh?
Thank you very much. I'm very much enjoying it.
Thank you,
ladies. Okay, we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Gervo.
Nikki and Vicky joining us this morning from Study Hub West Coast. On the West Coast Feelgood Station, it's Skirvo for Breakfast 7XS.